Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you for another hour on the air. It is a great time of year. The weather's great, getting outside, baseball's in full swing. And we've got a team in the middle of a playoff hunt that we're following. More on that in just a second. Let's check in on our poll question here, Tommy. Makeshift poll question. Who had the bigger impact on the game of golf, Tiger Woods or Happy Gilmore? Tiger Woods is winning, as we would all expect. I think as we all agree. But I am curious to see how it skews. 80-20 right now, Tiger Woods.
Sounds so about right to me.
Not a big surprise. What's that?
It sounds about right to me.
I think so. I think so. I don't want to discount as we went on a total off the rails about Happy Gilmore because the second one's coming out soon. I really think that had a big impact on the game of golf, though, for a lot of people. Tiger Woods, transformed the sport. Tiger Woods is in a class of athletes. I mean, Michael Jordan's certainly there.
Muhammad Ali is up there.
That's the third one I always think of. Those are the three. Shohei, maybe by the time the dust settles,
probably. I mean, I think you're gonna before that. It's got to be Babe Ruth. I mean, like if you're talking about Mount Rushmore,
just impactful, right? Not greatest, but like impactful to the game. Yes, I would agree with that. And I think as we've seen all of this turn, all the great in baseball, you know, baseball has lost its place as what it means to American culture. Shohei has been the one to break through that for the first time, probably since Barry Bonds. I think everyone wanted Mike Trout to do that because while he was going and before his injury, like Mike Trout was in the conversation for the greatest baseball player of all time. But it was never like we weren't latching on to it. Shohei, I think, changed that a little bit. But yeah, not to the level of the guys we're talking about. So that poll is up. You can vote on it. We'll have Felix Johnson coming in next segment. Let's do our golf giveaway as we're talking Happy Gilmore, talking a little golf. Let's give away. So here's what it is. It is a round of two, and you can win it at Crestview Country Club. We talk about Crestview a lot. They're a great supporter of this program. Tom and I are out there all the time. We appreciate everybody that is out there and listens to the show and heckles us about it all the time. And appreciate everybody who just loves golf and wants to get out a chance to play. So you can text right now for a chance to win golf 4-2 at Crestview Country Club. That'll include a cart. All you got to do is text the keyword golf. The number is 20357. So golf to 20357. That is 1-2 golf. The number 20357. One winner picked every Friday through June. One entry every 24 hours. Message and data rates apply. More details at kfhradio.com. Good luck, everybody. It's been a very popular contest. We have given away one set of this, and we will do it every Friday in the month of June. We will give that out, including when we're out there. Hey, yeah, we'll be out there live doing this show from the Wichita Open. Is that next week?
Next week, next Thursday and Friday. I've been driving by Crestview, and they're getting everything built for the Wichita Open and all the structures and grandstands and everything that they've got going up for the Open every single year. So it's in full swing. It's interesting. We've talked about it before. Like, typically the Wichita Open is this week. It's not. It is next week. They have pushed it back a week. So it's not Father's Day weekend. It's the weekend after this year. And so I've actually had a few people reach out like, hey, you going to the Open this week? I'm like, no, I'm not, because it's not this week. It is next week. So mark it on your calendar. And like you mentioned, we'll be doing Sports Daily Live both on Thursday and Friday of next week from the Wichita Open, 4 hours live.
Brandon and TJ
are going to be joining us out there. We're going to have a bunch of guests out there. Our friends at 3570 Golf Company are going to be joining us. We'll have the Wichita Open folks joining us out there. Several other people. In fact, we've got the new chairman of the Wichita Open board actually joining us tomorrow morning to preview the Open.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be curious. There are a lot of people who still don't realize that the tournament moved this year. It's hard. Like, when you have something on a set date every year forever, like, it's hard to switch it. So that's happening. Our HTO, I'll be out there with HTO as well. We're like literally next to, I believe, the Odyssey.
Yeah.
So it'll be handy, both logistically and it'll be fun too.
Yeah, last year we were set up in the fan zone, and it was a great location. A lot of people walked by and everything, but there was no shade, and it was hot. I'm excited about where we're going to be this year. We're going to be further
up. We'll be in the fan zone. They just moved the fan zone.
We'll be further up the fairway on 18. Yeah,
closer to 17.
There will be some trees out there for some shade. It shouldn't be bad. I'm excited about that.
And hey, I believe the Una Vida tequila folks will be also right next door. I don't know if they can make a screwdriver or a Bloody Mary or, you know, whatever people are hungry for.
You're going to have some cool fusions between HTO and Una Vida tequila? Will there be some?
I hope so.
Some drink fusions?
I'm not sure if I can officially endorse any of that, but I will just tell you that if you were to sample some of those things together, I've been told that it is delicious and a great great concoction of flavors and everything else. We'll have like four different flavors out there for people. It'll be fun. It's going to be, I don't know what to expect. It might be a decision that I regret in the middle of it, but it'll be fun one way or the other. And we'll be out there having fun live for 4 hours for those 2 days, just like we did for the NCAA tournament. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be a good time. Come out, say hi, stop by. If you've got, do you know the answer to this? I believe if you've got like the tickets that get you onto 17, you also just are grandfathered into the fans.
Yeah, I believe that's correct. I don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the case.
If you're just walking and around, you got to like bump up your ticket level or something to come in and see us. And so we'll find that out tomorrow as we get you ready for the Open. Let's look at the Royals real quick, Tommy, from the scope of the American League, and we can get to this after Felix Johnson a little bit too. But the wild card race that the Royals find themselves in, like at this point, you can pretty much not worry about the AL Central. The Tigers don't appear to be cooling off. They are still baseball's best team right now, and the Royals are like 8.5 games back of them. Not particularly thinking about the Central. Wild card, though, very much in play. Royals are a game and a half in the wild card back. The issue with the wild card is there are 9 teams, Tommy, in the wild card hunt, very much in the wild card hunt, within 4.5 games. So essentially, you've got 12 out of 15 American League teams right now, 12 out of 15 that are legitimately in the hunt for a wild card. That's wild. What does it mean? It means almost every game you'll play down the stretch is against a playoff caliber team. Now, I don't think it will stay at 12 of 15 by the end of the season, but it's 12 of 15 right now. Like, are the Angels really going to stay in it? Probably not. But the Rangers are one of those teams there at the bottom that are like 4.5 back. And yeah, they're absolutely capable of staying in it. So I think this thing is going to stay tight like this pretty much all the way through. And that will make for a really interesting, like, we're going to look at all these series. And I know they had the White Sox last week and they'll have the A's this week. And those happen to be two of the teams that are not in the mix, two of the three. Every series, essentially the rest of the way, is going to be like positioning for playoff spot.
Yeah, to your point, according to FanGraphs, the Royals have a 4.1% chance to win the division as of today. That's not likely at this point. It's not a foregone conclusion that they're even a playoff team at this point. I mean, it's a 35% chance that they make the playoffs. So you've got to improve on that, and now is the time to do that. You mentioned how crazy the American League is. But the one positive thing I would say for the Royals is that the strength of schedule moving forward is kind of right in the middle. I mean, they've got a strength of schedule remaining right at 500 ball, the teams that they are remaining for the rest of the season as of today. It's not the best. I mean, you've got some teams that in the American League that are under 500 with their remaining strength of schedule. And there are some teams that are over 500 in their strength of schedule. So the Royals are right smack dab in the middle. It's not, in the whole scope of things, not an overwhelmingly difficult path the rest of the way. There are going to be some difficult stretches in there, like today and this week with the Yankees in town and everything. But you've got, again, good opportunities here to at least try to strengthen your case in the wild card. And you're going to have to do that because of the amount of competition in the American League that they're also going for wild card spots.
Every game, yeah, it might be a 500, but when every team is basically playing the same schedule because everybody's in the mix, right? Like, everybody is right there, basically. I think it adds to the intensity of each and every one of these games. And if the Royals can get on one of those heaters, and I'm not saying they need to win, 18 out of 20 again, but if they can just get on another heater, like, they're, because almost every game you'll play is against playoff competition, like, that will create massive separation. And so is it like, can you get on one of those and then avoid the disaster stretches? And just like, if you can get on one or two heaters the rest of the way and then just kind of hover around 500 in all the other games, you're probably going to get in at this point. But what you can't do anymore is go 10 and 16 over a 26 game stretch, which is what they've done over the last month. That can't happen again, or they'll fall out of this race. And that's the urgency of right now. We'll get more into that a little bit later. We'll table the Royals for a segment, because up next, we're going to talk football. Felix Johnson is in. He's written about Chris Jones this week, written about Rashi Rice this week, and we'll look at some other NFL stories with Felix next on Sports Daily.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Glad to be back with you. Glad to have Felix Johnson in. Sun's out, guns out for Felix. It is summertime. I like it. I like it. We got to get you in on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday.
Maybe. I'm down for it. I mean, let's do it. It's chest and arms day. It's Tuesday. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me about my chest and arm workouts, and I tell them it's proprietary. I can't divulge that information. Look, it's kind of a lull in the football season. You've written about a couple of things, Felix, for Arrowhead Addict and in some other places. We'll kind of take them one by one. This one's interesting. It's about Chris Jones as we're in this lull. You said he's not a Hall of Famer yet. I would say I think you're wrong. I think if he retired tomorrow, he's a Hall of Famer. But why do you think he still has more work to do?
It is kind of frustrating to say that. I mean, when I was coming up with formulating the article, just trying to figure out, like, why does this not make sense? Because I agree with you. If he retired tomorrow, I think he would be a Hall of Famer. But when you think about the barrier of entry for a lot of defensive tackles, Aaron Donald is a surefire Hall of Famer. Bob Lilly, like, there's a lot of guys from yesteryear that have really made it really, really hard for defensive tackles to make it through. Although Chris Jones has been fantastic, he wasn't Aaron Donald of his time, and that's unfortunate. But defensive tackles that you basically have to be Aaron Donald or John Randall of the Vikings back in the 90s. So you have to be that guy and up. And so that's where it's really hard. And if you want to go to the defensive line as a whole, there's Reggie White and Bruce Smith, guys who have, 120 more sacks than Chris Jones has right now. And so, and I'm not saying that Chris Jones is too far off. The Chiefs are going to be contenders this year, whether they're in the AFC Championship game, in the Super Bowl, or winning the Super Bowl. Chris Jones is going to be a massive factor in that. And so he has all of this room to grow still, even as a great player and as dominant as he has been throughout his career so far. And he hasn't brought in a defensive player of the year. That would be one thing that would cement his case even further than what he's done already. And he has a great case in that. I might be wrong, but just there are certain metrics that you can look at with Chris Jones and say, he might not be there just because there are other players at his position that were better over history.
Let's talk Rashee Rice a little bit. Felix, you wrote on Arrowhead Attic earlier this week about what Rashee Rice can do, his return for the Chiefs. And you know, I think that there are some folks that, and I'm probably in this camp a little bit, where I want to be, you know, I want to temper my expectations a little bit. Not that I don't think he can be dominant, but also he's coming back from a rough injury and all of that. But your article suggests that he could be the spark that Kansas City really needs offensively.
Well, and it's we've talked about it a couple of times with just Kansas City being more healthy than they were last year. Hopefully, I mean, it's football. Things are going to happen. But obviously, you don't want your number one receiver going down with an ACL in week four. You don't want your number two receiver and one of your biggest offseason acquisitions in Marquise Hollywood Brown going down in the first play of the preseason. Pacheco going down for like 10 weeks or whatever it was through the middle chunk of the season. So these are injuries that hopefully can be not avoided, but even if they do occur, it's a sprained ankle that lasts 2 or 3 weeks instead of Pacheco out for 10 weeks or Rashee Rice sprains his knee. Knock on wood, hopefully this stuff doesn't happen. But at the same time, hopefully they're just healthier than what they were last year just because it's a new year. And then you have Rashee Rice's suspension case and what may happen with that. There hasn't been a ton of movement there, but if the rehab was taking longer and he was suspended for the first 4 or 6 weeks of the season, maybe that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because he couldn't be on the field at all as a player anyway. So it's kind of a weird situation, but until we get news on the suspension one way or another, we can't really judge it.
Yeah, it's interesting, but if you try to look that up, we talked about this last week, like if you try to get caught up on where that legal situation is, it's like it's disappeared. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying it has. I'm just saying like there is nothing definitive in the criminal portion of this. And if the NFL really is waiting, which it appears that they are, on the criminal proceedings to play out in this, I don't know when that's going to happen. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen this season.
Well, and I think with the kind of on a bird's eye point of view for the NFL as a whole, if we remember 8-10 years ago with a bunch of different situations where players got into stuff off the field, it felt like the league may have either moved fast or it was just they needed to move fast, whether it was the Ray Rice situation or Greg Hardy. There was plenty of situations where they absolutely needed to move fast. But then at the same time, I think that Roger Goodell and kind of this face turn, to use a wrestling term, that he's kind of experience over the last 5 years, I guess you could say it's post-COVID, he's kind of not been lenient, but not been as active, I guess. And like different things, like certain situations haven't needed as effective of movement as we've seen in the past. But I feel like we could have seen a suspension that could have got extended, moved down, whatever the case may have been, once we do get a criminal ruling moved down, just so that there can be peace of mind for Chiefs fans in case we get up to 2 weeks before the season and like a ruling gets put down and then he's suspended for the first 6 weeks of the season. We were expecting to have a healthy Rashee Rice to start the year. So there's a lot of different things that can go down, but we haven't seen this stuff happen in the last like 5 years. And so I'm not expecting Roger Goodell to move as actively as he has in the past.
I got to ask you about the Bengals for a second. Jermaine Pratt, they released him yesterday. He was one of the top defenders on the team a season ago. Trey Hendrickson, the reports this morning, he's not attending mandatory minicamp. He's holding out for a new contract. How bad is this defense going to be for the Bengals this year?
It's kind of interesting. Now, from everything you said, like I understand why we're coming down with like this defense is going to be terrible because they fired Lou Anarumo. They were bad last year. They've devoted all of their money to offense, which rightfully so when you have guys like Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and feel how you want to feel about T. Higgins. They paid him already. I think it can be interesting where we've seen like even going, and I know this is two very different sides of the spectrum, but Kansas City's defense just a couple years ago wasn't that good. One draft kind of changed it. And I'm not saying this Cincinnati draft will change it, but 1 year, one system, one thing can spark this defense, and then things just start rolling because defense is so much about momentum, how guys are playing together. Maybe. But on paper, it's probably going to be really bad. And Cincinnati, just from a structural standpoint, is saying, defense, we do not care about you. We're not even going to help you out because we can't. And so that's what's frustrating. And I think that's why you kind of have to make tough decisions with a guy like T. Higgins. You got to let him walk or trade him or whatever the case may be, especially. And I think some more news that came out this week may hurt the Bengals in hindsight. Like if Terry McLaurin, let's say he gets moved, let's say, I'm not saying that he will, he's probably worth getting the extension in Washington, but Terry McLaurin moves, T. Higgins was probably worth what Terry McLaurin was on the market too. What could you have gotten for that and drafted a better defense or moved it around and had more room for Trey Hendrickson, whatever the case may have been. So Cincinnati's really handcuffed themselves by not being as flexible with their offense and just saying defense will figure it out.
Yeah, I guess you could say it can't be worse, right, than it was a year ago, because it was about as bad as it can be, no matter
and
what.
And they still almost made the playoffs. So, I mean, that's where they are as a franchise. Like, I mean, how many years were the Colts defenses with Peyton Manning not great, but then they had Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney to figure it out on the edges, and teams had to pass. And so I think that's what they're trying to do, but you have to have Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne and, like, legit Hall of Famers.
I think they do. I mean, Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow are going to be
better hope. I mean, you better hope. Like, I mean, yeah. I hope these guys are really, really good, and they are. But like, these are all time greats right. We're talking about. So,
yeah, no, I feel you. Speaking of quarterbacks, I saw this today, but I think it came yesterday. Apparently, and we've wondered about this. There was various reporting that Aaron Rodgers was not the first choice of the Steelers. He, of course, now has signed with the Steelers, but it was Adam Schefter reported on Friday that he was actually the third option. And the first option was Matt Stafford. It feels like a lifetime ago that there was the Matt Stafford talk happening. And I couldn't figure out why on earth it was happening, as the Rams are right there in the NFC. I mean, they are, with that emerging defense, but that didn't happen. And then the report says that the second choice was to keep Justin Fields. And then he chose to go to the Jets. Mm-hmm. But if both of those things are true, that still means they could have done something in the draft. So Aaron Rodgers was your preference, I guess, then, over drafting a quarterback when they were in position to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's still crazy. Maybe it softens the blow of like their plan and he was plan C, but really, like, not even like, I don't know, man. I just, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I'm not saying that Adam Schefter's false reporting, because he's obviously the best in the game. I think the Steelers are lying to him by saying, like, oh, no, yeah, we had other plans. We had other – like, Aaron Rodgers was not our plan A. Obviously, he was, or else he would not have extended this situation this long. But that after the draft, like, obviously you wanted him before the draft, but things weren't going to work out because of the incentives, and Aaron might have wanted to go other places. And so it's just kind of a weird situation where I think the Steelers were going to go 8-9, 9-8, no matter who their quarterback was. Whether it was going to be Matt Stafford, would have been a new situation, just figuring it out, cross the country, whatever, figure that out. And then it would have been, if Justin Fields would have been their quarterback, it would have been a lot similar to what they did this last year. Now with Aaron Rodgers, they're getting a 40-something-year-old quarterback who's going to be okay with a really good defense. So it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the end of Ben Roethlisberger. It's what it is. And so the Steelers are just, being that they're the Steelers, they feel like they're a better-run organization, but they're not. And that's what's kind of weird about it. Like, Mike Tomlin is a good coach. I'm not sure if they're run well as an organization.
Well, yeah, and with the Steelers as well, I just got the reporting today that T.J. Watt is not going to be attending mandatory minicamp as well, as he's holding out for a new contract. So, I mean, you've got a lot of premier players that are saying right now, hey, we're not going to go to minicamp unless we get a new contract. Talked about Hendrickson, T.J. Watt's on that list. Terry McLaurin is holding out, as you mentioned. There, Micah Parsons has had, you know, conversations and that sort of thing. Do you anticipate we'll see quite a few players that are, you know, not going to be participating in their respective minicamps?
Oh, yeah. And I think it's interesting, especially with the edge rusher position. We've talked about it over the last couple months, where George Karloftis kind of falls into the category of there's about 35 to 40 defensive ends in the league that can get you about 10 sacks. Now, if you're T.J. Watt, and we saw Miles Garrett's situation go down, Micah Parsons' situation is happening. It'll probably happen for the next year or so because it's the Cowboys. But these guys are the top of the top of the top. And these are actual game effectors. And so I think that they have a different value than what a George Karloftis or a Josh Sweat, who got a really good deal from the – he went from the Eagles to the Cardinals. So I think that to use a term from one of the greatest television shows of all time, The Wire, the price of the brick is going up. Like, it's just what it is. Whenever guys start getting paid, that's just what's going to happen.
What would you give up for TJ Watt right now? Say you're the Chiefs. Say you're Brett Beach. What would you give up for TJ Watt? He's on the last year of a deal, so you know it's going to have to come with a fat payday. He is one of those dudes, like the true game wreckers in this league.
I'd give him two starters and a first round pick.
Yeah, I would too. Knowing that you also have to pay him.
Yeah, I mean, but he's TJ Watt, and hopefully he's going to continue being TJ Watt. But I mean, it's not likely that the Chiefs do that just because they've devoted a lot of their resources from the draft over the last year and year or two to their defensive side of the ball. And I mean, dang it, now you've got my mind turning. I don't know.
Would you mortgage the, like, would you mortgage the ability to basically extend or re-sign McDuffie, Karloftis, maybe Trey Smith, at least one, probably two, if not all three of those guys to do something like that? Like, would that be
I think that particularly with Trent McDuffie, he offers your defense so much flexibility on the back end too, because he can play on the outside and in the slot. And so I want to have the opportunity to extend him. And I think he's a Chief for life, or at least for the foreseeable future. So that's where if that was like the crossroads where we can't get through, no, we can't figure that's, we're just not going to figure that out. But if we can give up George Karloftis, Nick Bolton, like I'm legit starters. Like I know as frustrating as unfortunate as it sounds for some Chiefs fans, but getting TJ Watt in return, if that would happen, but
I don't know. And would the Steelers even be inclined to do it? I don't know. But I think Trent McDuffie is the guy to extend all that too. But mm-hmm. I also thought the same thing about L'Jarius Sneed, and they would have been fine because they're really good. They're really good at drafting defensive backs.
I think you're right, but who's been the best of them?
I agree. He'd be my pick. I'd take him over Karloftis. I'd take him over mm-hmm. everybody. But I'm just saying, like, for a guy like TJ Watt, if he comes on the market, every team in football should be on the phone.
You're right.
With the Steelers. And if you're the Steelers, and I know you just signed Aaron Rodgers and you're trying to justify that decision, but if TJ Watt doesn't want to be there and you can put him on the market, I mean, come on. Like, you... Was Aaron Rodgers really your third choice? Because if he was, you need to be look in the mirror and say, we went in a Super Bowl this year. And if the answer to that is no, then if there are teams beating down the door to trade for TJ Watt and he's unhappy already anyway, why mm-hmm. wouldn't you do it? Right? Yeah. Like, you got, if we're having a real conversation about the Steelers, I don't know.
It is interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah. He's that dude. He is that kind of player. Like, it's him and Myles Garrett for me, even ahead of Micah Parsons, as far as edge rushing, game wrecking, whatever type players. But you know, something to ponder. Felix, what do you got cooking for us this week on Airhead Addict and your other various outlets?
Quick note. I didn't get the chance to listen to you guys earlier, but, you were asking who had a bigger impact on the game of golf. Happy Gilmore, Tiger Woods. I don't watch golf, but I do watch a lot of movies, and I do happen to spend a lot of my time with comedians. Happy Gilmore is not a good movie. It's just this is one of those things.
Hey, you're just gonna slide that in when we have a couple of minutes left here.
Yeah. I think that's my message to the world. Happy Gilmore, not that good.
Boy, I don't even know.
I mean, those are fighting words right there.
Yeah, I don't even know. That's like Bob Barker.
I'll drop my address in the comments because I'll fight to the death over it. It's just not.
The price is wrong.
You know, this feels like you're just trying to be too smart here, Felix. Like, sometimes you got to just sit back and enjoy the brilliance of an old school Adam Sandler movie.
I tried. I turned my brain.
You probably don't like Tommy Boy or Black Sheep or any of those great movies of a generation.
Are you a Billy Madison fan? Can you say Billy Madison at least?
What's that?
Do you like Billy Madison at least? Is that no?
I'm not a Sandler.
Okay. I mean, they're the same movie,
pretty much.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm just not.
Do you like any of the great movies of that generation?
I like SNL from that era, so I think that's kind of what I enjoy. But I'm kind of a underground comedy guy, so it's just like cut it out with your silliness.
You know, I like to say that that nothing offends me. I think I might be offended by what Felix just left us with there. I just that might have offended me.
That was rough. I mean, that was kind of like a bomb that he just like set off right at the very end. He like tossed a grenade at the very end of the segment there.
Just wildly offensive. I can't believe it. Happy Gilmore's not good. You don't have to think it's the best, but you can't be. Is it one of those movies that if you're not of the generation, like if I showed that to a 20-year-old now that had never heard of Happy Gilmore, would they even like it? Or maybe even better, like a 15-year-old now. I need to test that experiment, but come on. And A Serious Man featuring the star-studded cast of Michael Stolberg and Aaron Wolf.
I'm sure it's a great movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the Coen brothers.
I've never heard of it. The Coen brothers did what? They did Fargo. Is that the Fargo guys?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Fargo. I'm not sure I would lean into them. He was as great.
Howard
comedy.
From Big Bang's in it.
Oh, is he really?
Yep.
I didn't see him on the listed cast here.
Simon Helberg.
Have you seen that movie? Oh, there he is. Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No, I just looked it up.
Yeah. I don't know. Has anybody heard of this movie that is so good?
I like Richard Kind. He's in the movie. He's been in a bunch of different things.
I like him. I saw him.
Yeah.
But he's like listed fourth or fifth. So.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll find it.
Felix would probably tell me. We got to remind, hold me to task on this, that we bring this back up next week.
By the way, I know how much you love critics. It's got a 90% critic approval rate on Rotten Tomatoes.
What do the people say?
I don't know.
What do the people say? That's all I care about. Let's see if I can find the people. He'd probably tell me that Licorice Pizza is an all-time classic.
Roger Ebert gave it 4 out of 4 stars.
I don't care what Roger Ebert thinks. The people gave it a 68.
He's not alive anymore.
A 68.
So.
Let's see what they gave. Let's see what the people gave Happy Gilmore. 68 for that. Yeah, 85. Boom. Yeah, get out of here with that. The critics gave Happy Gilmore. So you can flip-flop them. The critics gave Happy Gilmore a 63. And the people gave it an 85, the exact opposite of this other movie. Like, get out of here. But I'm with the people. I'm a man of the people, not a movie critic.
Now, there,
I have nothing in common with a movie critic.
I'm not going to knock A Serious Man because it is the Coen brothers. And obviously they did Fargo. But I mean, The Big Lebowski is phenomenal. Like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
They do Big Lebowski.
They did
do
The Big Lebowski.
One of my favorites, too.
So, yeah. That's them, too. And I would imagine I would really like A Serious Man because they did Fargo, The Big Lebowski, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Like the Coen brothers movies are phenomenal.
No, they did Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, too. Yeah. So they know comedy. I'm not discounting this other movie. I've never heard of it. The Big Lebowski is one of my all-time favorite movies, by the way. So yeah, it's probably fine, but you don't need to drag Happy Gilmore on the way. No need for that. We'll discuss in detail next week.
I don't
know.
I just watched the trailer, boys, and
yeah,
eh.
No,
not good.
If the trailer doesn't grab you, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's for me. I mean, I'm definitely like you're gonna have to catch me early. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'm not like I've literally never heard of it. But that's no offense to that movie. It's just, I think I'm slightly, sensitive to the Happy Gilmore slander. Maybe I can get offended. You knock like 90s comedy and I think it offends me. I think I've just found something that offended me. All right. Let's get into the Royals. We'll finish kind of our conversation that we started about where this is in the American League right now. The Royals begin this series against the Yankees. Huge series, but honestly, like, Is it any bigger or less big than 90% of the series that they'll play the rest of the way? That's what's so wild right now in the American League. And I haven't paid as close of attention to the National League because the teams that I follow are in the American League. But when you look at the rest of the schedule for the Royals, Tommy, like, they're all this way. Like, every game is this way. You know what I mean? Like, they're all big series, essentially, unless you happen to be playing like the A's, the White Sox, or the Orioles at this point, which is still, I can't believe that, by the way, that the Orioles have stayed this bad, but they have. But they're all going to be this when we look at the rest of it. Just look at the next handful of series. You've got after the A's, so we'll clear the A's. You got the Rangers, the Padres, the Rays, the Dodgers, the Mariners, the Diamondbacks. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight series that they'll play against playoff caliber teams. Some of those really good teams, by the way, before they get a break against the Pirates and then the Mets. And then, so you can look at that stretch. They'll play 6 against the Pirates and Marlins within like a 9-game stretch. That, I mean, that's pretty much it.
And that's when, is that like early July when they do that?
What's that?
Is that early July when they have that stretch with the Pirates and Marlins?
Early July, so, you know, early to mid-July, right after the holiday. It's just like there's never going to be a point where there's not a long – that's the closest thing probably of a long stretch of like, okay, catch your breath. You're playing some bad teams.
Do they go right and into the All-Star break after that? So like you've got – kind of let off.
And the trade deadline, maybe more importantly.
Yeah, for sure. So yep. you can kind of catch your breath. So that's kind of where you look ahead. Like if you want to look ahead, it's a really, really tough stretch. And then you've got Pirates and Marlins right after 4th of July going into the All-Star break. And then you can kind of have an idea on the trade deadline. I mean, that's where I'm kind of looking ahead as far as taking this season into chunks. It's this chunk right now, and then it's those games right before the deadline.
The National League, I just checked. It depends on what you think about your Braves and whether they cooked. Are in it or not.
They're nine games
back in the wild card.
They're washed. They're cooked.
So, like, they're really and it's across baseball. There are a couple more bad teams, so maybe it's 5 instead of 3 like it is in the American League. But it's just there's not a lot of relief. There were a lot of years in the unbalanced schedule and when the division was bad that the Royals should have been able to take advantage of playing a lot of bad teams. That's not the case.
There were a lot of cases when the Royals were the bad team. Like they were the ones that were getting beat up on.
Right. But I'm saying if you even just like transported the schedule itself, like there were years where the Tigers weren't any good. The White Sox weren't any good. The Royals weren't any good. But we'll like even then the Twins were okay. And, you know, Cleveland was good. Now everybody in the division's good. Basically everybody in the league is at least quality. So we're going to see like the Royals won't have that. So all of these series are big because you're by winning games, knocking somebody else that you're probably chasing or right there with in there. The Yankees actually is not one of those series, right? Like the Yankees wouldn't even qualify. The Yankees are out way ahead. So, you know, do you hold your own against them? I don't know. I still think the expectation anytime the Royals are at home is should be to win the series. Like they can't go into this and be like, man, I hope they take 1 of 3. No, they like you got to go in and you got to expect to beat this team. You got to expect to beat any team when you're at home if you're the Royals and you truly believe what we started the season at, and I still do, that this is one of the better teams in baseball. On paper, I still think they are. Even with the bullpen injuries and deficiencies that we've seen, even with the starting rotation not being what it was a year ago, I still feel like they should be.
They absolutely should be. They've got the pitching, as we all know. They've got the pitching to be able to, you know, make a run for sure. And even if they don't, and they haven't been, even if they don't pitch it the way that they, the level, the caliber that they did at the very beginning of the season, and they come back down to earth, and in some cases they have, I still think, generally speaking, they've got an overall pitching staff to be able to carry them. They needed guys like Noah Cameron, obviously, and Chris Bubich and, you know, others to step up. They've got to get Lucas Ursig back sooner rather than later to anchor that bullpen. Hopefully he's good and healthy when he does come back. It sounds like he's going to be making a rehab appearance. Or maybe he already has, this week, at least to be able to work his way back to the bigs. That will hopefully help stabilize the bullpen a little bit. You know, they've got the pitching to carry them. And then if the offense can sort of continue to ascend, which we've seen lately, at that point that they're nowhere near being out of this for sure. But it does remind us that, again, with the parity in this league, every single series is going to be incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it is. And the Royals are capable of winning any game that they play. What do they have to do between now and then? What do you, cause I feel like I get this sense that the offense is about to turn it around consistently. Do you feel that same way? Or do you think that's still going to be a struggle? I don't think that's going to be the struggle we're going to be talking about down the stretch here. I think the struggle we're going to be talking about down the stretch is whether the starting rotation can hold up. It's not that way yet. We're not there yet. I just kind of get this sense that that's where we're headed.
I'm not ready to say that yet. I still want to see the offense consistently turn a corner. They've done it at times in the last week. They've been able to put up more runs than, you know, we've expected of them as of late, which is a positive. And that's a nice development we've seen. But consistently, I need to see it over the stretch of a few weeks. And again, it starts tonight. It starts this week. And you're taking on, again, and Max Fried. I know Max Fried extremely well. He is somebody that, think about Salvi, for instance. Think about Jack Caglione, for instance. Those two guys, even Vinny Pasquantino to an extent, they chase pitches. That's kind of what they do. And Max Fried can absolutely fool you. He's got an arsenal of stuff. And so for somebody like Salvi that at least recently has chased a lot more than what we would like him to, you've got to be patient. I want to see the Royals continue to get better at exercising plate discipline. And it's going to start tonight when you're taking on a guy like Max Fried.
Yeah, and it's difficult too. Like as we evaluate the offense, you know, if they come into this Yankees series and Fried does what he's been doing and fools them and holds them down, but then they are good in the other two games against two pitchers who are okay, right? But not anything like what Fried has done this year. Does that give it to me? That still indicates a resurgence of this offense. We'll see. I mean, you can beat Max Fried. You got Cameron on the mound. Cameron's been just as good. I mean, that's what's crazy. It's crazy to say that out loud. He's been just as good now over a stretch of, what are we at? Six starts, I think.
Yeah, six or seven.
You know, embrace that. The other thing about the Royals offense, if it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, is when you come into a game against a guy like this, there is so much speed on this team that maybe you can, you know, be disruptive that way a little bit against a guy if you get any opportunities to do it. I don't know. I do know this. I'm as excited about this series for the Royals as probably any this year. That has something to do with Caglione's home debut for sure. It has something to do with the revenge factor of a year ago in the postseason. It has something to do with the fact that the Yankees are back. And when the Yankees are good, they're the most fun team to hate. Sorry, Dodgers, no offense, but the Yankees are more fun to hate than the Dodgers are, to me, in my opinion.
And how fascinating is this matchup going to be tonight between Max Fried and Jack Caglione? I mean, you've got in your home debut when you're Cags, you've had six games under your belt in a big league uniform, and you're going up against a guy that is the front runner for the AL Cy Young. That's
your boy Chris Bubichap.
It's a huge, huge matchup tonight that I'm really excited for.
Go help your boy Chris Bubichap. All right, that'll do it for Sports Daily here. You can still vote on the poll. I think those go forever. Bigger impact on the game of golf, Happy Gilmore or Tiger Woods? You can guess which way that's going, but I am curious for people's thoughts. I think you can comment on that as well. We got Royals baseball tonight against the Yankees. Doesn't get much better than that in early June. That'll be 6:30 pregame coverage for you right here on KFH. It will be that typical 6:40-ish start time for the Royals in that game against the Yankees. We'll be back here tomorrow to dig into it. We should have Shreyas Lada in tomorrow as well. We'll get his take on what's happening with the NCAA. What are the rumblings he's hearing about from administrators and coaches on everything that's happened? But that'll be a good Wednesday edition. Tommy, enjoy the Wednesday.
Yeah, we're also going to be talking to Troy Jordan tomorrow. He's the new chairman of the board for the Wichita Open. He'll join us at 7:35.
And he can answer our question, Happy Gilmore, Tiger Woods. All right, we'll have all that for you tomorrow. For Tommy, for Max, thanks to Felix Johnson for being here. Go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll see you tomorrow.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.